This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
John, your question.
Do you, now that you're done, like when I first got done playing, I ballooned up to over 300 pounds. I was a mess. You look really slender. You look exactly the same. Like you're still working out.
Yeah. We've been working out.
Yeah.
No, we both been there the same, working out every day.
Nice. I mean, that's outstanding.
You got to stay ahead of it.
I encourage that.
You got to. That's what people keep telling me.
And BG is unbelievable as a player. He would come back some of these off seasons. He likes the cookies. Yes. He will get
it. I understand.
Tonight, we go through all of the ups and downs.
Wait, so your weight would fluctuate a bit?
I gain weight easily, for sure.
And I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I know how it goes. Mm-hmm. And now that you're no longer working out with such, vigor, you know, eating becomes problematic if you keep eating the way you always did, which was what I did.
For sure.
And now all of a sudden it was like, oh, and I can drink beer too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not empty calories or anything. I didn't have a scale. I didn't have a scale in my home because you only use the scales at work.
The facility.
So I didn't know that I was and I was wearing drawstring waisted sweatpants every day because I was now retired. I didn't have to do anything except water my yard.
Yeah.
So,
and your position didn't exist anymore.
That too.
Yeah.
So 300 pounds.
There's nothing to go back to.
And I didn't even know I was 300 pounds. But you guys are definitely a lot smarter about this whole thing. And you actually, you look slender.
Hey, you look good.
You look yoked.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay a little yoked. I don't want nobody to think they could try me, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he ain't as big as I thought he was. You know, but no, I honestly just, I'm still rehabbing too, my arm, my tricep. Right. So that's easy for me to kind of stay in. And that's what a lot of people told me anyway. If you don't do it now, you're not going to do it later. So I'm just making sure that
smart.
I got a plan.
Very smart. Mm-hmm. BG and Jason both in studio with us here. Rhea, you've been at WIP longer than any of us. This is one of the all-timers, right?
Hello, Jason.
Hey, Rhea.
Look, Jason, you see the jersey I got on? Got my BG jersey on.
I love it.
There we go.
Kelly Green.
It's the best. What Brandon has just a unique thing in that I have never met anybody who doesn't like him.
Yeah.
And for an athlete in this town,
there's people out there, trust me.
Yeah,
they don't like the positivity sometimes, but they think it's a fake, you know. But it's like, hey, just stay consistent, baby.
It's who you are.
I honestly know that we're gonna go one day, and I know that it's your attitude you bring every day. And yeah, we got a lot of stuff we go through, but I talk more now to my family and get it off my chest. Other than just trying to build your own case in your own head, that 9 times out of 10 not gonna happen the way you're thinking about it. So.
Yeah,
but I got to remind myself, too, because it ain't easy. You know, sometimes I do. My kids take me to that level of,
get your butt over here. Yeah. What is you doing?
Right. You know, so it's not like we not living. It's just I'm going to choose to try to be that, to choose the hard right thing to do than the easy wrong thing. That's complain. And yeah, we all going through some stuff. And I mean, I ain't got to show it. But I think that everybody just deal with those emotions and grow with those emotions,
yeah,
and hopefully they're growing in the right way. And so I'm trying to be better. It ain't perfect, but I promise you.
Joe, the two guys in front of me.
I do want to say this because he brought up like positivity, and I think Brandon always has like this like optimism, like joyful look to him. But it also afforded him the ability to have conversations with guys that a lot of times guys might receive that information in a defensive mode.
Sure.
But because he's always so positive and you know he just is like genuinely cares about you, he would say things sometimes where it's like
he's got carte blanche.
Yes,
he's got carte blanche. He can go anywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
So. Wow.
Especially once you became a vet.
For sure.
Because, you know what I've learned, though? You know what's helped me? Learn to listen sometimes as far as, you know, some people at the time just want to complain and that just let them complain and then it's over with. But I get that now. I always ask, like, man, what's this? Like, you know, you just want to complain about it? Hey, just get it out.
Yeah.
All right, bet. I ain't going to say nothing. Some people told me, like, I don't want to talk to BG because he going to come with this positive. I ain't trying to hear that right now. I just want to let him know how I feel. It's like, all right, bet. Now I knew how to grow, and I was willing to hear that instead of be defensive, like you say, and say, oh, man, like, man.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just want to, we all have that right to complain, but it's not staying there as long as you want to stay there because then it takes over.
Sure.
But I know I've learned that and I've gotten better with that because that's been my knock. That's what people have been saying about me.
Love it. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. And I'm going to fire this one at Jason. I'm really curious, Jason, what your recollection is. A Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. So, Jason, until a couple days ago when I saw a photograph of rookie Brandon Graham, I had no memory of this. Tell me if you do. Jason, okay. Twitter poll. Do you remember that Brandon's first uniform number with the Eagles was 54?
I don't. Now that you say it, I can see it, but I don't remember that. Was that before I was here, though?
Oh, that's true. You get a pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I think since I was here, Brandon was 5.
So you were 2012, Jason, or 11?
11.
So you're 11 and Brandon's 10.
Yes.
And then Fletcher was 12, right?
You might have been 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year with you with 54, but then it changed after because Daryl Tapp had just took it in that second year.
Yeah, Daryl Tapp.
Daryl Tapp went to Seattle after, or went somewhere else, Washington, I want to say.
Did we just talk about leaders, too? Like, Daryl was like... Yeah. A guy like nobody really remembers him in that way. Now he's a coach. Yeah, like
you could see it in people, man.
Yes,
for real. He's got the energy.
John, I want to close out this Twitter poll. So, what percentage do you think remember, John, that Brandon was 54?
Jeez,
I'm so happy you changed.
I think it's going to be
5'5" is so better. Much better than 5'4".
Ooh, don't say that because Trotter was the reason why I missed it because he had said something on Twitter. That boy better get out of my jersey.
Oh my gosh, really? Oh boy, that's why it changed.
You don't want to mess with Trotter because of that bus label, and then I ain't wearing it good. I ain't looking good in it, so it's like, all right, I kind of get my number back. But Stuart Bradley had it when I first got here, and then he was only here 1 year.
Yeah.
And Daryl Tapp snatched it right before I could get it. And as soon as he was gone, I had already told Greg, like, I need that 55 back.
How about
One of my favorite things about your number is that it's on the craps table.
Oh, yeah.
I can play BG on the craps. And I don't like gambling that much, but we were out in Vegas 2 years ago at the Super Bowl, and Gilly's out there.
Uh-huh.
And he just keeps yelling, Brandon Graham, 5'5", and we're all playing the hard 10, and it keeps hitting.
Ooh, and it's like, that was fun.
That's my man BG taking care of me. It was a good time.
So guys, the answer is 44% remember BG being 54. I don't know.
A fat chance on that. I think people are pretending to remember 54. Yeah.
Well, you know who might remember it because he was the coach back then is Andy Reid. So Andy was on the program with us on Thursday of last week. And BG, at the end of our discussion with Andy, we asked him for a message that we would play right for you on the air. Let's listen to what Andy said last week. Whatever you've got from your heart, a message to Brandon to honor him. We're going to play this audio directly for him on Monday upon his retirement. What would you say to BJ?
Yeah, no, listen, I love Brandon Graham. He is one of the all-time greats for the Eagles. And not only was he a great player, but he's a great person. I call him a kid, but I mean, he's past the kid stage now. So he's just a great person. And that part and his work ethic are going to carry him through the second half of his life and career and our new career. And so, but listen, Brandon Graham's he's a great one. Love him.
You know, BG, you were very lucky to come up with Andy Reid. You know, I know things got bad there at the end, but you learned from one of the all-time greats in the very beginning of your career.
You know what I've learned, too? When it was going bad, he stayed consistent. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you want. Be able to stand on whatever it is in those hard moments. When you on the media, you know that I got to suck it up. I got to hear y'all talk y'all stuff. If I play bad or this person play bad and all that stuff, I mean, Andy Reid definitely was a guy that never really – he stayed even keeled. And even then, those couple words was nice to hear from him, because those team meetings, 5 minutes, maybe 10, and then you out of there. That's how it always was. So I know that, you know, I'm thankful that he got to get his championship after we was done. But that's that perseverance. I mean, I think he persevered through so much. I mean, with his son, losing his son, we being there and going through that with him, going to a funeral, being right there for him, and then to know that down the line, like, this was lined up for you. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm always thankful for him, because he believed in all of us. And this organization for sure is top-notch, man, on making sure that they take care of the guys that they bring in. And those guys got to want to stay, too.
Sure.
Of course, because everybody's situation is different. Money is some people motivation. But if I could tell anybody that's drafted by the Eagles, if it's close, stay with the guys, the people, and this organization, if it's close, so that you can be loved in this city if you just keep you know, just stand true to it. And I stayed true. Kelsey stayed true, and we figured it out, and we all worked well together, and we chose to handle those decisions that was hard in those moments. But that's how I feel like the next whoever, just make sure you standing on your decisions and make sure when those problems arrive, you handle them, because most of the time that stuff show up in the wrong way if you don't handle them out on the field, and then you lose, and then we talking about it all offseason, and it's going to be a repeated cycle if you don't handle those. So that's what I would say to those guys. Handle your business always, and it's going to pay it forward one of these days.